We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in fourth and final quarter here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle coming at you one more time from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. This is Ask Greg, your Penn State football and recruiting questions for Greg Pickle here. If you don't know by now, if you have the Keystone Sports app, there's a nice handy button that says Ask Greg. And you know what happens when you click on it? You can ask Greg a question. It'll blow your mind. Nice and easy. We give away a bottle of wine from our friends at tailgatewine.com for the best question each and every week. It really makes no sense if you're a Penn State fan, if you listen to us. It makes no sense, A, not to have the Keystone Sports app. B, not to at least try to ask a question that that catches Greg's attention. Once again, Keystone Sports app, Ask Greg button, and we'll give away a bottle of tailgate wine from tailgatewine.com, where they have a bunch of really amazing gift ideas for that Penn State fan in your life. Check out the blue and white wine gift box. They also have some wine and barbecue pairings with sauces and rubs. You can check all of it out at tailgatewine.com, where great wine meets great barbecue. So let's get into the questions. Let's figure out who's going to win this bottle of wine, Greg.
All right, let's do it.
I'm going to start with Dominic, our good friend Dominic from Cranberry Township, PA. Looking at Penn State's schedule for 2019, I figured Penn State would win a close game against Iowa since Nate Stanley played so horribly against Penn State the last two years.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah. However, I've since watched Iowa beat the snot out of Ohio State at their place in 2017. In that game, Nate Stanley looked like Tom Brady. I think either for over 400 yards or very close to it. I feel you want to avenge those two bad performances against Penn State. So I may be changing my outlook for the game. What are your thoughts as to Penn State's fate in Iowa City? There's a couple sneaky games on Penn State's schedule. This one's not even the sneakiest, but it is a threat.
It's a tough one for sure. I mean, they needed a walk-off touchdown to win there. And honestly, they should have lost Iowa last year. That Nick Scott interception at the goal line was a great play. It was also one of Stanley's worst throws of the season, and he had about five other ones also in that Penn State game. I mean, he just stunk. There's no polite way to say it. So I do think that's a tricky one. I think if you look at season predictions across the media landscape, that you'll see a pretty good split on that game in terms of whether Penn State wins or loses it. Obviously, the road's not always been kind to the Nittany Lions, but I'm not all that high on Iowa this year, so I think of the tricky slash sneaky games they have, that's certainly among them. But if Penn State comes to play, I just don't see them losing that game, regardless of how tough it is to play at Kinnick. And it is tough to play there. There's no argument to be made. But again, you know, if this program's going to take the next step, we can get into the great and elite stuff all you want. But if they're going to do whatever the next step is, they have to win games like this. It's just the reality of it.
So I'm always very intrigued at, and I think matchup specifically, you know, Penn State is just not a good matchup for Iowa. They play really good football.
Right.
They've got a lot of support. It's loud. Kinnick is a stadium that is probably underrated on a national scene when it comes to home field advantage, because those fans care, and I believe they're right on top of you, right? Like that's a situation where the fans can impact opposing teams. So I get all that, but if Iowa hasn't clipped Penn State yet, I have a hard time forecasting a loss. And I don't know whether that's just the way Penn State puts his roster together, the way that James Franklin approaches coaching the game, the way the offense operates. Just Iowa and Penn State, not a great matchup for the Hawkeyes. They can pull it off, and it's a scary proposition because of what Dominic mentions, you know, the way that they've been able to play some of these high-profile games at home. But I'm, you know, across the board, I'm picking a Penn State win at Iowa just because – you know, Penn State has pulled off, as much as Iowa has thrown at them the last 2 years, Penn State has just been able to pull it off. And maybe it's not a coincidence that Nate Stanley doesn't play his best football against Penn State.
Correct. I don't disagree.
Similarly, it's hard to forecast a Penn State win at Michigan State for the same reasons. Penn State has not played well against Mark D'Antonio in Michigan State, and I think there's some real fundamental truth to that. All right. Landon from Savannah, Georgia. Love the addition of Jared Parker, but what can a new coach actually do differently to reduce the number of drops? Is it a confidence issue or something that can be fixed through drilling?
It can be fixed through drilling, but a lot of this stuff can just be as simple as being positive and instilling a confidence in guys that they didn't have before and maybe didn't know that they had. So I think that's a part of it. At the end of the day, these guys have to go out and catch the ball, right? I mean, I think that's a fair point to the question. But is it a technique problem? Is it a route? You know, all these things kind of affect each other. You know, if you run a bad route and then you get to where you're supposed to be late, you might not catch it because it might be over your head. It might be in a tougher spot than you were expecting. So all these little things kind of go together to go into that drop problem. I think Jarrett Parker can fix those. I think the tape makes pretty obvious what kind of stuff they have to correct. So I would say, yeah, no. Can Jarrett Parker put hands on these guys and go out and catch it? No. But can he put these players in a better situation than they were a year ago? Yeah, I think certainly.
All that stuff, and this is a really interesting question, and unless you're really, there and you've been a wide receiver at this level before, you can't really speak to all the different mental and physical stuff that goes into it. But I what does any good position coach do for a player? You can't go out there and play. But I think maybe doing the right things that make you focus the right way, putting you in better positions situationally in practices, like that's something that falls under the wide receivers coach. Confidence for sure. You know, that's one thing that you can't really put a gauge on that. You can't quantify that as what role does a position coach or any other coach play in players just feeling good about themselves.
Right.
Because that is a huge part of college football in particular, is feeling good, looking good, playing good, and all that stuff. And I think Jared Parker can have a part in that. And I think drops are a byproduct of that confidence.
Yeah. I think, again, that he can't go out there and make catches for these guys, but he's certainly capable of getting them to make sure that they're not doing the little things wrong that can lead to the big problems, which of course is the high number of drops Penn State had in 2019.
But I think Landon asked a good point. Is it a confidence issue or something that can be fixed through drilling? It's both.
Right.
You know, I think the confidence issue can be fixed through drilling. So the Keystone Kickoff Show, this is our fourth and final quarter. This is Ask Greg, brought to you by tailgatewine.com, where great wine meets great barbecue. We're giving away a bottle of tailgate wine to the best question this week. We've gotten two so far. Let's ask Jared, who's going to scratch your gambling itch here from Ohio. I'm sure you'll get enough questions about Clifford being named the starting quarterback. Not yet, as a matter of fact. Do you expect the spreads at the PA casinos to be comparable to Vegas/offshore for the local teams?
Yes.
They're not going to play up, Penn State as a favorite or the Steelers as a favorite or as a favorite.
So these companies are – it's not like Hollywood Internet – Penn National Casino and Hollywood Racecourse is its own entity. It's getting its lines from – currently it's getting it from – I can't remember who their provider is. But at any rate, it's some conglomerate that gives lines to casinos and sportsbooks all over the country. So even if the let's just use, for example, the Sugar House Casino down in the Philly area. Even if they're loaded on Eagles money, could they maybe shade their line a little bit differently than what you'll find elsewhere? Yeah, I guess it's possible. But, it's not just about what these one sportsbooks are taking in. It's what the entirety of their system is taking in. So, they're all owned by parent companies that have casinos in Las Vegas and Pennsylvania, all over the place, New Jersey. So I would expect the lines maybe to be slightly shaded in some instances, but fairly comparable all the way around.
Not blatantly baited into picking Penn State or right. The Eagles or the Steelers just as a result. That was the gist of the question. He asked, are they tied into a larger syndicate to keep the numbers in line? The answer would be yes on that front. Mark from Murraysville, PA. I've heard Penn State may use the 4-2-5 at times this year. Who would make up that unit personnel-wise, especially
corners?
Back five?
I mean, yeah, they'd bring – I think Keaton Ellis you'll see in that role. I think he's just –
they can go in a number of directions, though, depending.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They could do – it could be three down linemen, and they bring in another linebacker and play more of a 3-4-5. you know, I wouldn't be, and that's too many guys, but you know what I'm getting at. Three. So, I mean, I think they could do
a 3-4-5-6. They could bring in a lot of, they could bring 18 guys on the field.
Yeah, they could also be flagged over and over again. Yeah, I think there's a number of things they can do there to get different sub packages on the field, whether it's an extra defensive back, an extra linebacker, an extra lineman. You know, typically when they go to that on passing downs, it's, Donovan Johnson, Keaton Ellis will be in that mix, some others potentially. So I think you might find them using that as a way to get one of those freshman linebacker on the field potentially, or Jesse Lucado or Ellis Brooks, again, depending on time, down, and situation. So the answer, that's not a one-size-fits-all answer. You know, yeah. There's different ways they can get that done.
And it's a pretty fun thought if you think about it, because you have three guys in the running for a starting safety job. You know, if it's Jonathan Sutherland and Jaquan Brisker who are on the outside looking in. By the way, Jonathan Sutherland is a team captain. Interesting. Was a surprise. You know, you can use those guys. You have two cornerbacks that you really like that you can bring on the field in Keaton Ellis and Donovan Johnson. You've got, obviously, you've got some spare linebackers lying around in your Brandon Smith and your Jesse Lucchetta and Lance Dixon. You know, depending on what the matchup is like, what personnel the other team has, what the situation is on the field, you could bring in a safety, you could bring in a corner, you could bring in another linebacker. I think that's a really fun thought for the 4-2-5, is that fifth guy can be just about anything, right, that Brent Pry can dream up. Good question, and I think it's a good situation for Penn State. You know, maybe better than ever. That's one area where, you know, if you're getting faster and you're getting more athletic, this is another area where that really shows up. One more question, and we'll go right back to Mark here. I don't know about you, but I love Big Ten trophy games. Penn State has two, but neither of which are exciting. The Governor's Victory Bell against Minnesota and the Land Grant Trophy just makes me cringe every time I read that against Michigan State. Not sure about how to improve the Minnesota one, but how about either a golden ice cream scoop, giant ice cream cone, or a cow for the Michigan State game, since both have great creameries? Also, who else should Penn State have a trophy game with, and what should the trophy be? I think Iowa for something stripe out, color rush related, since it's always a big game, and both schools get their fans addressed accordingly color-wise. A lot to unpack here, but if you were to pick one more trophy game, who would the opponent be, and what would the trophy be?
It would be Iowa. The winner, I'm not sure what the trophy would be. Let's see, how about just a trophy? Why does it have to be something unique? But the winner gets the trophy, and the losing side donates to the other one's children's hospital. How about that?
I like that. My pick here, Ohio State trophy game. The
Big Ten East title, yeah.
The Big Ten East title. But the trophy is a bust of Terrell Pryor and a bust of Julian Fleming. Just that. Ooh, that's the trophy.
You're going to get not so many great comments for that. But I like it.
Those are Pennsylvania kids who are going or have gone to Ohio State. All right, from your perspective.
The guy that asked the gambling question, that's always going to win.
Yeah, Greg, I could see Greg's heart race whenever you ask that question. That is Jared from Ohio asking about Pennsylvania sportsbooks. There you go. Be on the lookout, Jared. We'll be in touch. Everybody else, thanks for submitting your questions. Thanks for tuning in. Check us out on the Keystone Sports app and at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.